Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
The Uvalde Report, March for Life, Artificial General Intelligence, and Suing Madonna. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, in May of 2022, there was that mass murder at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. 19 students and teachers killed. You remember, of course. Well, the Department of Justice just released their final report on what happened, based on all the data they could find in 260 interviews. At the press conference of the release of the report, the associate AG said enforcement response was an unimaginable failure and a, quote, lack of action by adults failed to protect children and their teachers. It's a 600-page report. 11 officers were at the school just within a few minutes of shots being fired. Five of them went towards the classroom but retreated after initial shots. The report found, quote, there was a great deal of confusion, miscommunication, a lack of urgency, and a lack of incident command. Since Columbine, the report says that protocol is to immediately neutralize the subject and, quote, everything else, including officer safety, is subordinate to that objective. Today is the March for Life, a pro-life march across the country. Last year, great celebration with the end of Roe v. Wade, and now a year later, the reality of how difficult the pro-life cause is going to be moving forward is more clear. There are 14 states that have enforced bans on abortion throughout pregnancy, but many states have moved in the opposite direction, like California, which now allows abortion up to 40 weeks. The big March for Life rally is noon Eastern at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Speaking of life, well, in this case, fake life, the CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, said he's going to pour a ton of money into massive data centers with the goal of beating his rivals and making the best human-level AI computer systems. The stated goal is to make AI as capable as humans, but obviously their goal is to make them even more capable. If you've ever been to a concert that started late, two men bought a ticket to the Madonna concert on December 13th at the Barclays Center. The tickets said the show would start at 8:30, and she did not take the stage until 10:45. So they're suing Madonna. Well, they're suing her, they're suing Live Nation and the Barclays Center for, quote, unconscionable, unfair, and or deceptive trade practices for promising that the concert would begin at 8:30, knowing that Madonna would not begin performing at the advertised time. Listen, I appreciate punctuality. I know Bill O'Reilly does as well, but has any concert ever started on time? I'm Mike Slater with the podcast Politics by Faith, the great and always punctual Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, with the presidential campaign now officially underway, there is a disturbing shift taking place among many American voters. Some of us are actually going back to the 18th century. When U.S. Grant ran for president, most Americans knew he was a successful Civil War general. But that's all they knew. Grant was a big boozer, poor manager, and timid when it came to defending Native Americans who he knew were getting hosed. Back then, the American media was only in print, and much of that was rank propaganda. Folks voted but had little idea about what their ballots would actually lead to. Today, we have a level of media saturation never before seen on the planet. Yet many American voters are as clueless as their ancestors were. The reason is apathy. In order to be informed, you have to spend time reading and listening. That's not fun many times. Cruising the cell phone and watching idiotic reality shows is much more appealing to many. The power seekers on all sides understand that propaganda rules in the USA. The electorate is largely incurious, and they are not, generally speaking, seeking enlightenment. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Tony D., College Point, New York. Bill, I don't understand. Last night you stated that if Michelle Obama wants to run for the presidency, Joe Biden will step aside for her for health reasons. How can the Democratic Party sidestep Vice President Kamala Harris? Okay, Biden's not going to step aside unless the money men tell him to. Then he would issue, as Lyndon Johnson did in 1968, say, I'm going to fulfill my first term, but I'm not running for a second term. Okay? Because of health reasons. I got to look out for my family, blah, 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 blah. So Biden's not quitting. He's not running again next November. Then Biden's going to say, if it's in the summer, I'm giving all of my delegates to Michelle Obama if she runs. Harris didn't have any say in any of that. She has no say. She's a vice president. Biden can do what he wants to do. He can give his delegates to anybody he wants. He's not giving them to her because she would get trounced worse than he's going to get trounced. Alan, Bill, if they let Hunter Biden off and issue a new subpoena, what's to stop him from taking the fifth when he does testify? Nothing. The subpoena only says you have to appear in a deposition. He wants to take the fifth 100 times, he can. William Cross, West Valley City, Utah. Lately, I am listening to the BBC, and it is beginning to sound like Biden rhetoric that Trump will destroy democracy all over the world. Well, what do you expect the BBC to do? BBC is more liberal than the CBC that we talked about earlier in the broadcast. BBC, come on. I mean, I think the BBC is so pro-Hamas, I'm just shocked. But been going that way for years. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. For many people around the world, winter weather isn't just cold, it is brutal. Residents living in the northern latitudes brace for for polar winds, snow, and sub-zero temperatures. Despite the desolate landscape, the Arctic Circle is home to 4 million people. Here's where they are. First up, Russia's Kola Peninsula. 100,000 locals deal with an average temperature of negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit in the winter. Next, Norway's Northern Islands. The archipelago is the coldest permanent settlement on Earth, boasting a population of 2,000 people and 3,000 polar bears. Every resident in the Northern Islands of Norway is required by law to carry a firearm for self-defense. Things can get pretty chilly in the USA. Half of Alaska is in the Arctic Circle. The biggest town, Barrow, 5,000 Americans and Native Indians survive 67 days of total darkness each winter. Finally, Greenland, 80% of its territory in the Arctic. Total population, 60,000. The island is actually owned by the Danish royal family, making the Nordic nation of Denmark the 12th biggest country on Earth. And here's something else you might not know. While the Arctic Circle is home to millions, the other side of the planet remains empty. The entire continent of Antarctica has no permanent residents. Less than 5,000 scientists live in research stations operated by the USA, Argentina, Russia, France, Australia, Japan, and Great Britain. The reason why is mostly political. At the height of the Cold War, 12 nations signed the Antarctic Treaty of 1959. That pact between the USA and then Soviet Union designed the entire continent as a safe space for scientific research, barred any permanent settlements, and banned all military bases. The penguins, however, are still there. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.